It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. 9:38. We've got clouds, 35 degrees. Just turning out the best country for you. Speaking of good music, what a lead-in. CHI Health at Home. I'm going to be down there Thursday broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Alicia in with me this morning, and Missy, too. Step up, both of you. Both of you can share the mic here. Tell us what's going to be going on. I've heard rumors about this singing telegram stuff. Well, Alicia, I'll just let you start with this.
Sounds good.
What's going to be happening?
The rumors are true, everyone. Every year, CHI for Giving Hearts Day does some singing telegrams, which, of course, are really fun. This year, I will be doing my debut as a singing telegram artist with my mom, Sandy Olson.
All right.
So if you want to bring some joy, embarrass someone, we've got some hits ready to go. We'll be doing the singing telegrams on that Thursday, Giving Hearts Day,
okay,
as part of our fundraiser. We'll be down at Hughes Shelter in the park from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll be talking to you on the radio.
Yep, looking forward to
it. Doing some testimonials from patients' families and things like that. But, yeah, if you are interested in lining up a singing telegram for a friend, for a loved one, coworker, whoever, give us a call at the office. We'll get you penciled in, and we will go and bring some joy.
So you're going to be mobile. You'll be heading out heading out on the road doing the singing.
Heading out
stuff.
On the road, yeah. Oh. And I mean, truly, we'll be in Wapton, Breckenridge, and if we could even go to the surrounding areas.
Okay.
So, yep.
So how long have you been working on the music with your mom? I got to ask.
I'm going to let you know we've scheduled a practice date for Wednesday, so just the day before.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you're cutting it close.
I am cutting it close. However, I will say I've got an extra special request for someone, and I have to keep it secret.
Okay.
Because they're going to get real embarrassed. I've got a special song prepared for them. So.
I'm getting worried now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Holy smokes. Well, yeah, this is going to be a good time. Missy, step up here. Let's talk a little bit about CHI Health at Home and Hospital. The services you provide just so essential to a community like ours. And what does Giving Hearts Day mean to like CHI? What does it mean to you?
Well, Giving Hearts Day, you know, is a time where we ask the community to help us provide those services for the families and the patients that aren't covered for insurance. You know, a lot of people think that just think of like the nursing care, but we do a lot of things that are extra, you know, and so we provide education to the families, to the patients, to the community at large. We do follow the families for up to a year, actually 13 months after our patient has passed. And, you know, we have spiritual support and social work support to really help those families through this time.
Right.
And so those are things that we rely on the community to help us fund so that we can continue to grow our services, be out there for those families, and really do a stellar job supporting them in their time of need.
What brought you to this, Missy? I mean, I always say this is a job for special people, and there aren't many people that can do it. What brought you into it?
You know, we hear that a lot.
Well, it's true.
For me personally, I always knew that I wanted to work in healthcare, but my background was in social work. And so as I was going to school in college, I worked part-time as a home care and hospice aide. And I kind of was hooked from that point on.
Okay.
And I just keep coming back to hospice because I just love it. I love the people and their stories. You don't just get to know the person as their diagnosis. You get to know the person and their families. They have such a wealth of knowledge and experience. And just being a small part of that is such an amazing feeling. I think sometimes we get more out of our patients than they probably get from us. But from that point, both my grandfather and my brother had cancer. Grandpa ended up going into hospice. And it's just always been It's just always been a big part of my life.
Do you stay connected with a lot of the families, too, after the person passes?
We do. You know, that's such a great part of being in a small community is that you do run into families. You get to see how they are doing. You get to chat with them. And I was able to be a part of our memorial service this year. And just watching the interactions between the families and our nurses, it just really brings home why we do what we do.
Well, definitely you are special people, and that's you hear that a lot because it is true. Let's recap one more time, Alyssa. Singing telegrams. People that want this, how do they get this set up?
If you'd like a singing telegram, please give our office a call. Grab your pen and paper, 218-643-2275 through CHI Health at Home. Call us. Let us know you want a singing telegram. It is $40 for a telegram, and we'll get sent out and make someone's day.
Absolutely. These are customized, too. Wink, wink.
They could be if you give me a little time to prepare. But Thursday's coming in, so better call today.
Looking so forward to being down there and talking with you on Thursday from 11 to 1. Thank you both so much for coming in today. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thanks for having us. And, you know, keep everyone, all these local great nonprofit organizations who are part of Giving Hearts Day. You know, there's so many great ones to choose from. Right. So if you can help out, we'd love it.
Thursday is the day, folks. Giving Hearts Day. And again, I'll be down there with CHI Health and Home Hospice, broadcasting live and talking a whole lot more, getting some testimonials, too. And basically one of my favorite parts of February. That's Thursday. And they're going to be down there all day. I'll be broadcasting live from 11 to 1. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Drink that shot of whiskey. I want to smoke that cigarette. I want to smell that sweet addiction on my breath. I want to ride across West Virginia in the backseat of a Cadillac.